You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. The Session is a band that's a family of friends. Through the past decade, they've grown up together, dedicated to a consistent musical evolution with purpose. In their third full-length record, vocalist Lalin Sejust writes about digging for pieces of herself stripped away by conditioning. The lyrics are carried by the rhythms of producer and bassist Akiyoshi Ehara, and in this edition of Bay Area Beats, they share the influences behind their latest album called Cyan. First, they tell us how it all began.
We met on a study abroad trip in Ghana.
We would sit on a balcony and we would watch the trees sway and listen to all this music. And that's how I got introduced to Jeff Buckley and we'd bond over D'Angelo and Erykah Badu. We didn't know that it would be something in our lives, but that was where the seeds, I think, were planted. Close my
eyes. We spend all this time just in this little basement bedroom, working on these things, not really thinking about who's going to hear it. Having songs show up on NPR and, you know, just getting random texts from friends or family members oh my gosh, I heard you guys on the radio. It's fun having it actually affect people or people respond to it is really cool. That's a great feeling.
I feel like this record is really about that reclamation of what's underneath. And so I found Cyan, the title of it just signifies that bold aspect of going after that. And turning to the sea as a way, and also the color blue as a way to find strength and power. Cyan came about, at least lyrically, inspired by a lot of things that I'd been going through, sifting through sadness, thinking about who I've been and who I want to be. So breaking down those ways that you've been conditioned, the ways that you are shaped to be.
It's been too long since I ever felt this.
This album, we wanted it to feel a bit more detailed and a little grittier. There's some more rock influence on here and just more use of distortion. And I think Lynn sings in ways that she hasn't on previous things.
Maybe it's time, maybe the moment's right to open my eyes. I want some light, the high of the ride. You know that there is something to know I'm alive. Movement.
The Narrative Music Series is a collaboration with us and filmmaker Dominic Mercurio. They're in black and white. Dive takes place in this undescript area with me in a pile of sand. I wake up in a pile of sand and I don't know where I am. I'm trapped in this place. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm trying to get out. And there's a figure. A dark figure in that space that I dance with. The film is basically about my journey through myself and the internal worlds that I go through. So you'll follow me going, starting in one place and ending up in all these different places. You know, it's still a work in progress trying to be vulnerable. I find there's so many stages to it. There's so many barriers you have to keep breaking down. But I think it's important to me because it's just a part of our human experience. And I think it's how we can really truly connect with each other on a deeper level. And it's a part of my own healing process to share that, yeah, I have been really sad, or there have been times I haven't been able to get out of bed. Hopefully get to a place where it just gets easier and easier. And maybe it encourages others to be vulnerable in their lives as well. You know, I think in our society, we are very caught up in appearances and trying in this idea of strength and, you know, how do we get down to the nitty gritty and like really see what's going on with each other.
It's like hopeful and frustrating at the same time because there's more avenues for music to get out there and for people's voices to be heard, but we still tend to like run into the same bottleneck of like bigger gatekeepers.
We were at Treefort with Lizzo a few years ago on the main stage, and you know, she was just at the Grammys. She won a Grammy or something, or a few or something like that. And you know, that's so powerful, you know, for girls to see this woman just bold, beautiful, she's big, she's proud of it, you know, and it's no shame, it's no, you know, so when you can see yourself, when you can see different people being put in front of you to reflect you back, it validates your experience and your existence in a different kind of way. And I think we'll see hopefully more of that, of just differences. You know, people are varied and beautiful in all of our different ways. And so we can't just have certain voices, even down to like skin color, like being a darker performer and like always seeing lighter skinned Black women, you know, being exalted and stuff. And so, and even having my own experiences of people trying to take me down because of it. But, you know, it's like, you gotta keep putting yourself out there. And so representation is very, very important.
Yeah, and hopefully just like adding to the nuance of like what people are allowed to be. And I hope it's in a way too that is not just like the same thing, but packaged as this pop thing, but something that's actually vulnerable, like we were talking about, and complex and many things, not just like another pop star.
Hear it all, feel it all, know it's all inside of you.
That was an edition of Bay Area Beats with local band The Session, and it was produced by True Gwynn and Tariq Foda. Find out how you can listen to more of their music at KALW.org.
Where do you want to go? Can you help yourself? Take yourself there. You can feel clear now. Where do you want to go? Can you take yourself there? If you don't know, I'll go alone. can you help yourself? Take yourself there, you can feel clear now. Where do you wanna go? Can you take yourself there if you don't know? I'll go alone.